Moving on to our next story. Hundreds of Syrian refugees in Lebanon are returning home following the liberation of their villages and cities from terrorist groups by the Syrian army and its allies. This is the first mass return from the capital, Beirut. The fate of the Syrian refugees in Lebanon, however, remains unresolved as some sides have refused to contact the Syrian government. Hezbollah and its allies, however, are trying to help those who want to leave voluntarily. Our correspondent Maram Saleh reports from Beirut.
Before sunrise, dozens of Syrian families in the Beirut vicinity lined up for a one-way bus ride back home, signaling an end to their long displacement. Lebanese general security officers inspected the luggage to make the process of crossing borders smoother than usual. Despite reluctance by some parties in Lebanon to negotiate with the country's historical neighbor, Syria, many Syrian refugees are ready to go home after over 7 years of displacement. Lebanon's general security, however, has filled some of the gap by taking on responsibility and facilitating their return. This boy says he doesn't know what his country looks like, but hopes his life in Aleppo would be better than their suffering here.
I am very happy. When we first signed up, they told us we would go in 1 month, and it's been 2 months. I don't know my country. I was very young when we came here.
Despite much hardship they have been going through in the past years, the refugees are thankful of the Lebanese for hosting them.
Now we thank God there is a peace again and we can rebuild our country. We thank the Lebanese government for having us, and we thank Hezbollah that organized this return with the help of the general security.
Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has denied that it is either encouraging or discouraging the return of the Syrian refugees from any place in the world. The agency says it is there to help when needed.
It's an individual decision. This is a government-led exercise, and UNHCR respects the refugees' decision to go back home and to build their lives again in the places where they come from.
Some in Lebanon say there should be a political solution to the issue of the refugees. On the other side, some warn that the issue has been used as a bargaining chip in political disputes in Lebanon and abroad. As they wait for the buses to arrive, the next generation of Syrians will think of much work to do in rebuilding their future, yet at least pray for safety for the time being. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.